Thank you, Jesus, just for the love that you show us. Thank you for your lessons, for your instructions, Lord. Just let us get something out of this today, Lord. Just let your words be spoken here today. We pray for those who are not here, Lord, one reason or another, Lord, and we pray for that they get to know you closer, just like we pray that we get to know you closer. We pray for those who are not feeling well. There's a lot of sickness going around. Lord, for those who don't have procedures, maybe this next week, just we pray for them. And we definitely pray for those who do not know you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wait, what do you mean by procedures?
Procedures, like medical procedures, like colonoscopies. I had to because actually I was praying for Glenn. So Glenn's don't have a procedure.
I don't want to know. I don't.
You want a description? No, you don't want to know what happens during this. No.
My cat got surgery on Wednesday because she's getting spayed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she has to wear like a
cone, right?
Oh, yeah. On her body for 2 weeks.
Really? Yeah. So that's elective surgery. There's other possible procedures or surgeries that are not elective, mean they need to be done just to make sure.
is that? When we were praying, she was on her phone the whole time I saw her. No, I wasn't. I saw you. He's lying. I was
oh.
He's lying.
All right. Well, we'll get going and we'll be better, right? You have the Bible app on your phone, right? Right? Ah, that is the worst. Are you calling her boo? What? Sorry, that mean it came out of my mouth and it was like, oh, there's a lot of different meanings. But in that,
wait, what did you say?
Yeah, never mind.
No,
never mind. So John is the God's inspired author of which book?
Kitty. What did you say?
It's nothing. Nothing. John is the God inspired author of which book? Little hint, it's the book we're going through right now. Revelation, right? Okay, so God gave John a vision, right? He gave him multiple visions and told him to write it down. Now, what John does when he writes, he gives us details, and then he gives you more details about the details, right? That's what he's done throughout the whole book. So recap, right, recap is we just read chapter 16 last week, and it was all about the seven bowls that were filled up with the seven plagues of God's wrath poured out upon the unfaithful. And then we'll start off
with those with the mark of the beast.
Yeah, and yeah, they were definitely ones what were unfaithful is the marks of the beast. Revelation chapter 17, 1 and 2.
I think I know who the beast is. It's Satan.
Well, no, Satan's behind the beast. The beast is actually the Antichrist. Yeah. Huh? Oh, okay. So, 17, 1 and 2. So, John goes into more detail. And we'll find out that it's about who will be judged. You know, it says that after the seven bowls were poured out, one of the angels comes over to John. Hey, you know what? I could let you know more details. And we know John, he likes details, right? So he's like, yeah, great. I want to know details.
Does he like God?
He does love God. John does love God. You know, we find out this angel is giving John details about the judgment of Babylon, which, FYI, it seems like that would have been the seventh angel with the seventh bowl, because right after that is mentioned in chapter 16, it mentions Babylon, right? So it more than likely this is the seventh angel. Not that it really makes any difference, but there you go. Now, background on Babylon. Because we all know where Babylon is, right? No, it's no longer a city, so I can't even fault you for that. But it's basically where it was is in Iraq, and it's near the Euphrates River. Babylon was founded by a guy named Nimrod. So the great grandson of, it wasn't a terrible name at the time, now, but.
Is that where the term Nimrod came from, because he was such a bad person that
they decided to name him? We'll see, you judge. So his name's Nimrod, and he's the great grandson of Noah. Good. So after the flood, because that's Noah, right? We always think of flood when we think of Noah. After the flood, God commands the sons of Noah to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Right? Nimrod built cities so people would stay in one place. He built big buildings, like the Tower of Babel in Babylon. Anybody's ever heard of the Tower of Babel? Yeah?
Is it still up?
Is it? No. But it was.
Did it get buried, or did it just crumble up?
Well, God destroyed it. You know, there's not enough time. We can't go into all the details, but it was the tallest tower at its day. Huh? John would have done it, right? Now, because there was only one language at the time, everybody spoke the same language, everybody understood everybody, you know, they got things done kind of quickly. And they started building this big tower. And they wanted it to reach the heavens, right? They wanted it to reach heaven, not to be closer to God, but to challenge him, right? To show man's power, to be tall enough that the floodwaters could not reach the top, so they could be saved, so they could save themselves. This is true. They did not think it all the way through. But they were thinking themselves smart, right? Nimrod was not faithful to God. So hence the word, the name Nimrod isn't necessary to have a fond light anymore. So he wasn't faithful to God. He promoted worshiping idols. He promoted man over God. God knew these people were going to get into trouble soon and quickly. So he went down and he confused the languages and he took care of the tower, right? He confused the languages, meaning that he made everybody speak different languages. You know, so everybody wouldn't be able to communicate. And so everybody went off according to their language. And they filled the earth just like God wanted. You know, with all this, Babylon, you know, it was a physical location. But it also became this characteristic, this idea of man and God being equal, or there is no God. That was the thought behind it. It's kind of like there was this island in the Mediterranean. It's still there. It's the island of Crete. So everybody knew just their reputation. Their reputation were that they were liars and cheats. So if somebody would tell somebody, oh, you're a Cretan, or a creeper would come around.
Then they would explode. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a good thing.
Creepers all over you.
Right? There is creepers all over you. No, but so it wouldn't be a good thing. Same thing with a Babylonian. If somebody was saying, oh, you're acting like a Babylonian, that's saying that you're not faithful and that you're against God. It became that present that, no, that's what it means to be in, to live in Babylon, is that you're going against God. So back to the text, back to the verses, you know, it talks about the judgment of the great harlot. Now, harlot, awkward as it is, there's a couple different definitions, and they all kind of apply. There's somebody who has sex for money. Somebody, it's a harlot also. That's what harlot means. That's where prostitute came from. There's a translation. That's a form. It has, like I said, there's many different definitions. There's somebody who has multiple partners, a lot of different partners. There's somebody who is unfaithful. Now, for this, these verses, these texts, a lot of times the Bible will use that terminology. And it's talking more about somebody who's unfaithful spiritually. Unfaithful to God spiritually. And that's what we're looking at. Somebody who's worshiping idols. Because basically, if you're worshiping an idol, you're cheating on God. You're choosing that idol over God. Now, idols today, you know, they may not be little carved statues, unless you're talking about boy toys and their action figures, right? But, you know, it includes anything that we focus on more than God. Like money, work, phone, games, famous people, fashions, you know, exercise. These are all examples. And it's not the only examples, but the list could be huge, right? All these can be idols. Now, these items on the list, not necessarily bad.
Well, what about sushi? Is that an idol?
It can be.
But
what's more important? Is sushi more? Oh, good, good. You already got the answer right. So it's whatever, it's that importance, that level of importance of that item. They're all items, but what level of importance do we put on it? Do we think it's more important than God or less important than God? Right. So this great harlot, she's sitting down somewhere. She's sitting down above waters, right? many waters. So I think that for this day and age, think about the waters as the internet. You know, this woman is the biggest influencer in the world. But waters flow and touch every nation. It's talking about in the internet touches every nation in the world. And so do these waters. They touch. Yes, it touches it. But those places are safe from the internet. She's connected to every single nation. She influences the way not just people, but the whole nation, the whole world thinks and acts. People do not think clearly, rationally, and are very emotional around her. It's like they're drunk. They don't make good decisions. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. Maya. Mia, Maya, Mo, Mia. Yeah. Yeah, I did. That is. So this woman's riding on the back of a beast. And it seems like that description is the very same as the beast, the Antichrist. Right? But it adds two more details. So scarlet. What color is scarlet?
Like kind of like
red.
Red. Orange. It's like
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then it has names all over it. And these names are not good names. They're names that go against God. Now, when you're riding a horse, who's in control?
Me.
Okay. When you're riding a bull,
the bull
is in control, right? The beast can only be ridden unless he, only reason you're riding the beast and he lets you ride him is if it wants to take you somewhere. Right, that's the difference. But just like the horse is bigger than us. The horse is more powerful than us. If it really wanted to, bunking broncos, right, they don't let you ride them. You know, if they really wanted to, they're going to kick you off. Yeah, bucking horses. You can. It's tougher. I'm just giving you an analogy as far as this beast is letting this woman ride. And this beast is probably letting her think that she's in control. Revelation chapter 17, verse 4. Stephen.
The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stone and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of
All right, so back in the day, the wealthy people were the only ones who could afford dyes. You know, so everybody else is just blam. They're just like, oh, this is what color the cotton came out. That's what I get. But it would be the purples and the scarlets or the reds. Those would be for the people that want to stand out. Look at me. Look at what I have on. I am better than you. You know, put me on a pedestal, please. You know, they're the ones what have a high sense of thinking. You know, this woman seemed like she was very rich. And we need to be careful about wealth. Right? Everybody needs to be careful about wealth. Because the wealth we have or the lack of wealth we have can easily become idols. And it talks about this cup, this golden cup. Again, you know, a lot of people just like, oh no, to be wealthy, that would solve all my problems. But this lady, she has a cup full of abomination and filthy things. She made her riches doing bad things. Exactly. Revelation chapter 17, 5 and 6. Michelle? So then this is where we know that she is from Babylon, right? She is intoxicated by the killing of Christians. It's talking about the blood of the saints. That's Christians. You know, she thinks it's a party. You know, she was taught to hate everything that is God. With everything that is shown to John, he cannot figure out how somebody can be so far from the truth. This woman is a symbol for those who think that there is no God. You know, those who teach evolution as facts, even though they do not have any. Those who idolize money and power. Those who have no faith in God. Yes. Like I said, it depends on how much is, do you do that versus pray to God? Do you do that more than thinking, I would rather do this than hear about God. I would rather do this than have a relationship from God. So it can be. It still can be. So man's world power, where man thinks he's in control. You know, if we are not making waves for the devil, he is perfectly fine thinking, letting us think that we're in control. Do not be mistaken. The devil's influence will lead people to be so far gone. John 15, 18 and 19. If the world hates me, you know that it hates, I'm sorry. I knew I was going to say something wrong. If the world hates you, know that the world hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Pretty much. Because then not everybody hates you.
Almost.
But you have good friends, right? You have friends. Right.
So I went to fourth grade. I went to Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge is not a good school district. Yeah.
It all depends on grades and things change and people there's a lot of people who get into and I'm not saying it's easy, but we just get through it, right? You know, there's a lot of things where people will just hate because they're Christian. You know, other things are seen as Christian. And we've seen that today a lot. There's a lot of people who are just have so much hate, you know, online, on social media. But God chose us not to be of this world. You know, when it talks about the world, it's talking about worldviews. And the worldviews are not a good thing. You know, it's all about self. It's about what you could get, being very selfish, or what you need, or you're a victim, or this or that. You know, the sad thing is humans are very rebellious. Right? We as humans are very rebellious.
What does that mean?
It means that we like to push the boundaries. You know, there's a line where, yeah, opposite. So there's that line, and we like to be right on it or go over, test the waters. No? Test the waters.
Do not test square wave waters, though.
What if the water's really deep? Right? Not everybody tests the waters. But so Nimrod. But you didn't. You caught yourself? Good. You need to learn how to swim, because it's a good thing to know just in case you get in trouble.
Actually, I didn't slip. I didn't slip. I tried jumping to the ledge to climb on, but I slipped while I jumped. So my face got a little wet.
Well, and that's why you're not supposed to run around a pool, because the cool decking.
I was in the pool.
Oh. Right. Well, the water is, it gets very slippery. But Nimrod, so he's the great-grandson of whom? Noah, right?
Yeah.
So that means, there's Noah and his sons were there at the flood. So Nimrod is two generations, two times that somebody was born from the flood. And the flood is where God judged the world from being so evil. Nimrod influenced people to go against God.
The world
just raised it. You know, even crazier, Cain. He's one generation away from Garden of Eden. And he's the first murderer. He kills a quarter of the population.
He wasn't my favorite murderer, though.
He was the first ever murderer of the world.
He was the very first murderer of the world. He, like I said, he killed 1/4 of the world's population. Right? And then we could even go to Ham. Yeah, that's a name, not a food product. That's a name. That's the son of Noah.
Pig. That's a stupid name.
So during the generation, there hasn't even been a generation. The flood just happened, and then he disrespects his father, and it starts all there. It's in Ham. Guess who Ham's, you know, grandson is? Nimrod. So it started all there. It started with bad things, disrespecting the father, and it just went all downhill all the way through Nimrod until today. So what are we doing?
Not
right? What is humanity doing? We're screwing up.
Yeah, like Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig was playing Minecraft, and she killed a pig and didn't eat the pork chop.
Oh?
But there is a silver lining. There's a silver lining to all this craziness, all this rebellion, all this misguided influence. Is that no matter how much we screw up, no matter what we do, God loves us and He has grace on us. John 3:16. James?
For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish or have and have everlasting life. I didn't even need to look.
Nice. So focus on whom?
Me.
Yeah. Okay, that was the lesson. That was the lesson here.
God.
Right? Not the world. Focus on God, not the things of the world, right? Michelle, can you close us in prayer?